Now it's time for Sweet Adeline, starring Una Merkel. Curtain going up. I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but out in Gardendale, it's a real spring day. The lawns are turning green. Folks have their windows open. Yes, sir, it's one of those days when it's good to be alive. Out on Cedar Street, where the Whitneys live, the atmosphere of spring has moved right into the house. Adeline's in the living room taking down last winter's curtains, and Daisy, the housekeeper, is in the kitchen making a big green salad for lunch.
Head of lettuce, nice red radishes, bunch of carrots, big ripe tomatoes, French dressing, three bolts, short piece of wire, scotch tape.
Daisy, what are you putting in that salad?
Oh, I'm through with the salad. I'm fixing the flat iron. Those curtain rods are pretty high. You need some help, Miss Adeline?
No, I can get them down, Daisy.
What you standing on?
I got the end table on top of the bookcase and the dictionary on top of the end table. I can reach the curtains real easy.
You be careful up there, honey.
Daisy, something's slipping. Grab the end table.
Which end?
Stem.
Who's making all the racket?
Oh, your sister had a little accident, Mr. Clarence.
Oh, you hurt, Eddie?
Only in spots. Huh.
What were you doing? Playing catch with the bookcase?
I was trying to take the curtains down, and I lost my balance. I'm all right.
Are you going to be here for lunch, Mr. Clarence?
Oh, I don't think I'll have time, Daisy. I have a very important engagement this afternoon.
Where are you going?
Peaches is stopping by for me. We're going out to the country club this afternoon.
Peaches? Who's Peaches?
A very charming girl I met the other day.
Is she the one you were sailing around with at the dance last night?
She's the one I was dancing with, if that's what you mean.
Peaches is a little overripe, isn't she?
She is a lovely girl. You simply didn't get close enough to her.
I didn't dare to. I was afraid she'd bat me on the head with those false eyelashes. Fracture my skull. And that dress she was wearing, that was the tightest thing I ever saw. It's a good thing there wasn't a draft in that hall. One goosebump under that dress would have done the trick.
Such nonsense.
Oh, I don't mean to pry into your personal affairs, Clarence, but don't you think she's a little frisky for a man like you?
I resent the use of the word frisky in connection with Miss Parker. She's, shall we say, remarkable.
Well, I've heard the same word used to describe the hippopotamus at the zoo. How in heaven's name do you manage to dig up so many weird female characters? I should think for just once you'd find a girl that didn't look like a fire in a warehouse.
I am restraining myself. If I were less tolerant, brother, I might be tempted to ask you about that curly-haired pot roast who sits in our living room with you every night.
You can ask me anything you like about Diz Mulligan.
I have just one question. Is he animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Diz Mulligan is a very nice young man. At least he doesn't try to be something he isn't.
That would be impossible.
Besides, you can say this much for Diz. He's faithful.
Well, if that's what you're looking for, why don't you get a horse? It wouldn't eat as much, either.
Oh, I don't care what you say. You can't change my mind about Diz. You don't have to worry about me when he's around, but the women you dig up, where do you find them?
I move in the more refined circles of society, a social level which you might do well to visit more frequently.
I move in the same circles you do, brother dear, only I don't get as dizzy as you do.
Has it ever occurred to you that I've lived several years longer than you have? That I have been to school? That I am considered by most people to possess a rather above-average intellect?
No, it's never occurred to me, and if it ever does, I won't believe it. Not until you start acting like you had a little sense. Now, take this pizza.
I don't care to discuss her.
You don't have to. I'll do the discussing. If you let yourself get tangled up with that red-headed boa constrictor...
Adeline... You're speaking of a young lady of whom I am very fond. Fortunately, I realize that you, being a woman, are instinctively jealous of any other attractive woman. Oh. Excuse me. I'm going up and change my clothes.
The darn fool.
You mad about something, Miss Adeline?
Oh, that Clarence, falling for a frizzy old redhead. She's nothing but a man trap.
Ain't we all?
He's so innocent and so dumb. I'll admit that when he and I were born, I got shortchanged on the brains, but brother, he was robbed.
That sounds like Mr. Mulligan at the door.
I'll go, Daisy.
Hiya, Eddie.
Hi, Diz. Come on in.
How'd you like to go bowling with me this afternoon?
Oh, gee, I'd like to, Diz, but I can't. I've got trouble with Clarence.
What happened? Did he get fired from the pump factory?
No, it's worse than that. There's a woman after him.
No kidding. Well, let her catch him. Maybe they'll get married, and then maybe you and I can...
Diz, I use the word a woman loosely.
Oh.
Remember that red-headed horse he was dancing with at the party last night?
Let me see.
The strapless dress, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Quit drooling. You know who she is?
Oh, sure. That's Peaches Parker, the one that's always getting married. She had so many divorces in Reno, she don't pay cash anymore. They gave her a credit card. Hey, you think she's setting a trap for Clarence?
Setting the trap? She's practically got him caught, skinned, and his hide nailed to the wall. She's going to pick him up this afternoon and take him out to the country club.
Oh, what a mean trick.
Feed him caviar and champagne.
What cruelty.
They'll have dinner by candlelight with filet mignon and crepe Suzette.
Addie, we can't let this terrible thing happen to Clarence.
Well, what are we going to do?
I'll take his place.
Yes? If I thought you meant that...
Oh, sweetie, I was only kidding.
No, I got to break this thing up somehow.
Well, why don't you tell her that Clarence is married? Tell her he's got three wives.
No, that'd just bring them closer together. She's probably got three husbands. Maybe I could lock him up.
Huh? You can't lock up your own brother.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'll just put him someplace.
Where are you going to put him?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Adeline?
Yes, Daisy?
Something's gone wrong with the furnace. There's air coming up in the living room.
But the furnace isn't even lighted.
It don't matter. It's putting up plain cold air, and the living room's starting to smell like a coal bin, and there's dust coming down on everything.
I wonder what happened to the furnace.
Don't ask me. I thought that black monster was hibernating for the summer. Miss Adeline, you was rattling around in the basement a few minutes ago, did you?
Shh. Don't you say anything. Clarence!
I got a feeling if I was ever going to quit this job, now's the time to do it.
Clarence!
But I won't, fool that I am.
Well, what is it?
You better come down. Something's gone wrong with the furnace.
All right. I'm coming. There in a minute. Now, what's
that odor in here? It smells like coal.
That's the furnace. It's blowing air into the living room. You better get down and fix it before the dust gets all over the drapes.
Of all the times for the confounded furnace to act up. Peaches will be here in half an hour, and I've had no lunch. I'm half starved.
Well, I'll take care of that. We'll make some sandwiches, and you can eat while you're working on the furnace. How does that sound?
I can hardly wait. Hold the furnace door open and point the flashlight so I can see inside.
What do you see in there?
What do you expect in a cold furnace? The Andrews sisters? If I knew anything about these things, it would be different. I could.
Well, the air's coming up out of it somewhere. Look for a hole.
Look for a hole. Oh, I think I see the trouble. The flap is open in that pipe leading up to the living room. No, I can't reach it.
Well, there's only one thing to do. You'll have to crawl inside.
I am not going inside that furnace.
Do you want Peaches to walk into a living room that smells like a coal mine? If you don't have any pride, Clarence, I have. I'm not going to have a lovely girl like Peaches thinking that my brother has a sister who leaves coal dust all over the living room.
Oh. All right.
Stick your head in and I'll give you a boost.
You keep away. I'll get in by myself.
Hi.
Narrow. Oh, hi. Addie, I'm stuck. Pull me out. Pull me.
But you're already halfway in. It's just as easy to go the rest of the way.
No.
Now, I'll give you a little shove on your feet. There, you see? You're in.
Yes, I'm in.
What went bang in there?
That was my head. What were you trying to do? Shove me clear through the furnace?
Get some luck for Mr. Clarence, Miss Adeline. I just... Where's Mr. Clarence?
Inside the furnace.
Where is he really?
Inside the furnace.
Is that you really in there, Mr. Clarence?
Would you like to see my driver's license? Just hand me my lunch, a screwdriver, and a pair of pliers.
Well, here's what Miss Adeline said I should fix for you. A tray with 5 sandwiches, 3 hard-boiled eggs, 2 pieces of pie, and a quart of coffee. You going to eat all that, Mr. Clarence?
I'm not going to rub it in my hair. Oh, hey, that's a good sandwich. Wait a minute. When did we have turkey?
What turkey?
On this tray. There's a big wishbone, and it's all black.
Well, don't eat it.
Why not?
That's the pliers.
Here's Act Two of Sweet Adeline, starring Una Merkel as Addie. Ah, spring. Isn't it wonderful? The season of bursting buds, flowers in the fields, the season of romance. Speaking of romance, poor old Clarence seems to have it bad. Fine thing when a guy has his mind on a beautiful girl and his sister gets him down to the basement to fix the furnace. Adeline isn't even down there keeping him company. She's standing around in the kitchen talking to Daisy.
Mr. Clarence better be up getting dressed, Miss Adeline, that Miss Parker's going to be here.
You leave Miss Parker to me. If she thinks she's going to make a fool out of my brother, she's got another guest coming.
Okay.
If anybody's going to make a fool out of him, it's going to be me. You answer the phone, Daisy. I'm going down to see how Clarence is doing.
Yes, ma'am. Whitney residence.
Does a guy named Clarence live there?
Yes, Mr. Clarence Whitney lives here, but he can't come to the phone right now. Who's this calling?
This is Cecil Bruner. Is Peaches Parker there?
Who? Oh, Miss Parker. She's not here now, but I think Mr. Whitney's expecting her shortly. I said Mr. Whitney's expecting her shortly. You still there? Hello? Hey! Wake up! Okay, if you're going to be like that, I'm going to hang up on you.
What, Daisy?
Just a minute. I'm coming right down.
Who called?
Oh, some fella named Cecil Bruni. He's looking for Peaches Parker.
What was that?
Daisy's baking a cake. She's looking for cream of tartar. What did he say?
He didn't say nothing. Just said he was looking for Peaches Parker.
What was that?
Daisy, wait till I close the furnace door.
Open that door.
Well, quit shouting in there.
Well, stop whispering out there.
Daisy, I wonder why he was looking for you-know-who.
I don't know. But the who, what, and where, and why of you-know-who is too much for you-know-me.
Oh, there's the doorbell.
Was that the doorbell?
Get your head back in.
I'll go, Mr. Clarence.
Eddie, that's Peaches.
Now,
she's
don't
here.
Get excited.
Don't tell me don't get excited. Take the tray. Help me out of the furnace. Help me...
I'm stuck. I can't get out.
It's your own fault eating all those sandwiches.
Addie, I'm trapped.
Stuffing yourself on those hard-boiled eggs.
Well, I can't move.
Two pieces of pie.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something. Pull.
What do you want me to pull on, your head?
Ow! Let go of my ears.
Somebody here to see you, Mr. Clark.
It's Peaches. Get me out.
Quit bellowing.
Adeline, you did this to me on purpose.
Why, Clarence, what a dreadful thing to say.
Well,
you suspect innocent little me?
Innocent little you? You're trying to ruin me with Peaches. Trying to destroy the most beautiful thing in my life.
If that's the most beautiful thing, you've led a tough life.
Well, you won't get away with it. I'll get out of here. I'll get out! Do you hear?
Do I hear, he says.
Adeline. Baby sister. Brother's in trouble.
Sister knows brother is in trouble. Sister is helping brother.
Adeline, go up and apologize to Peaches. Tell her I had to leave town. Tell her anything.
I'll talk to her.
Be nice to her.
I'll be nice to her. Now get back in the furnace.
And no tricks. I'll be listening at the pipe.
How do you do? I'm Miss Parker. I suppose you're Clarence's sister. Where's Clarence?
Poor Clarence. He isn't with us anymore.
Isn't with you?
He's gone to his reward.
You mean he's up there?
No, down there.
Adeline.
Wasn't that Clarence's voice? It seemed to come out of the radiator.
Oh, that's nothing. Those radiators always did sound like Clarence.
Well, I can't understand it. Clarence is going so suddenly. He was such a big man.
Yeah, and he got bigger toward the end.
Peaches, don't believe anything she tells you.
That was Clarence. Clarence, where are you?
Go ahead. Tell her. I dare you.
I can't tell you.
You see, he's a very genteel ghost. He won't use the word in front of ladies.
Well, I don't know who's kidding whom around here, but Clarence is someplace in this house, and I'm going to find him.
No, don't look for me, please.
You heard what the man said.
Stay right where you are, Clarence.
Oh, he will.
Probably got him upstairs locked in a bedroom. I'm coming, Clarence.
Somebody's at the door, Miss Adeline. Where's Miss Parker?
She went that way.
Don't you let her come down here in the cellar.
Oh, close your ventilator. All right, I'm coming.
Who are you?
I'm Lionel Barrymore. Who are you?
I'm Cecil Bruner, and I'm looking for that no-good Clarence.
Too bad. Hunting season's closed.
No, no, you don't. I phoned from the drugstore, and I know he's here. Where's Clarence?
Don't ask me.
Well, where's Peaches?
Brother, you don't know where anybody is. Why don't you try over in the next block?
Ah, she's on her way over here. She'll be here. But where's that low, sneaking, double-crossing woman stealing Clarence?
What were the initials again?
Don't give me that old stall. You're his sister, and you know what's going on. I am engaged to Peaches Parker.
Well, don't bring your troubles to me.
Now, look, that sneaking brother of yours is cutting in on me. He's trying to take my girl away from me. If I get my hands on him, I'll tear him apart. I'll break his bones like matches.
Cecil, I hate to be a killjoy, but you'll never find Clarence.
He's in this house. Where is he?
Hi, Addie. What's going on? Daisy told me Clarence was in the furnace.
Oh, so that's where he's hiding, huh?
In the furnace. Where's the basement?
Through the kitchen. First door to your right.
Thank you.
Cecil, wait!
What happened, Addie? Something wrong?
Oh, you big bonehead. He's going down to take Clarence apart.
He is? Hey, you! Come back here!
Miss Adeline, there's a man climbing in the furnace.
Peaches? The Peaches?
Correction. Two men climbing in the furnace.
What's going on down here?
We got to do something quick. There's going to be murder in the furnace.
What?
Get out of here. Ow! Anna, what's my name, you weasel? Oh, my head.
Where are they fighting? In the pipe?
Yeah. They're in the furnace. Oh, all three of them.
I got him by the leg. Stop fighting. That's me.
Have quite a large furnace.
Peaches, we gotta stop them before they mangle each other.
Oh, let them fight. They need the exercise.
They've stopped fighting. I wonder what happened.
Maybe they're dead.
How
did that big idiot Cecil get over here?
I don't know. He came storming in the house looking for Clarence, and I wasn't going to tell him Clarence was in the furnace.
What was the big boob doing in the furnace?
Well, he got in there, and then he ate too many sandwiches, and he couldn't get out. Cecil wouldn't have found him if that big dope Diz Mulligan hadn't spilled the beans.
Aren't men stupid?
No brains at all.
Well, let's go get him out of the furnace.
I got a better idea. Let's just shake him out with the ashes.
Open the furnace door and let's drag him out.
Probably all beaten up. Anybody alive in there?
Hold the flashlight a little higher, Cecil.
I'll take two cards.
Cecil! What are you doing in there?
I wouldn't know. I'm a big idiot.
Clarence!
Don't ask me. I'm a big boob.
Diz, what happened?
How should I know? I'm a big dope.
Now go away. You're interrupting our poker game.
Yeah. Close the door. You're letting in a draft.
How do you like that? I almost had Clarence ready to sign up.
Well, don't feel too bad about it, Peaches. You wouldn't want him for a husband anyway.
Who said I wanted him for a husband? I'm selling insurance.
Insurance?
Well, sure. Come on, let's you and I go out to the country club. I have a policy that's just the thing for you, honey.
Hey, Diz.
Yeah?
Deal me a hand. I'm coming in.